Test 62, Section 2, Question 10. Here we just want to find the conclusion of the argument. And usually we said it's going to either be the first sentence or a response to it. It says, gigantic passenger planes currently being developed will have enough space to hold shops and lounges in addition to passenger seating. So you're going to have shops, lounge, passenger seating. However, the additional space will more likely be used for more passenger seating. Okay, that sounds like a conclusion. We're really just going to put in more seats. The number of passengers flying an air traffic system is expected to triple within 20 years. It's going to be a lot more people. And it will be impossible for airports to accommodate enough normal-sized jet planes to carry that many passengers. There won't be enough planes, normal-sized planes, to do it. So the conclusion really is just the additional space will be used for more passenger seating. Okay, so that's what we're going to look for. A, gigantic planes currently being developed will have enough space in them to hold shops as well as passenger seating. No, the conclusion is they're going to just put in more seating. The additional space in the planes currently being developed is more likely to be filled with passenger seating than with shops and lounges. Yeah, that's our conclusion. I would just take B and go, but we'll look at the others. The number of passengers flying is expected to triple. That was evidence in favor of the conclusion. In 20 years, it'll be impossible for them to accommodate enough normal-sized planes. Again, that's part of the evidence, pointing towards that they are going to just put more seats in. In 20 years, most airline passengers will be flying in gigantic passenger planes. Even though that's maybe a consequence of the conclusion, that's not what the conclusion itself is saying. And so B is definitely our best response.